My countrymen, we believe the unspeakable sorrows, the immeasurable sacrifices, the awakened convictions, and the aspiring conscience of humankind must commit the nations of the earth to a new and better relationship. It need not be discussed now what motives plunged the world into war. It need not be inquired whether we ask the sons of this republic to defend our national rights, as I believe we did, or to purge the old world of the accumulated ills of rivalry and greed. The sacrifices will be in vain if we cannot acclaim a new order with added security to civilization and peace maintained. One may readily sense the conscience of our America. I'm sure I understand the purpose of the dominant group of the Senate. We were not seeking to defeat a world aspiration. We were resolved to safeguard America. We were resolved then, even as we are today and will be tomorrow, to preserve this free and independent republic. Let those now responsible or seeking responsibility propose the surrender, whether with interpretations, apologies, or reluctant reservations from which our rights are to be omitted. We welcome the referendum to the American people on the preservation of America, and the Republican Party pledges its defense of the preserved inheritance of national freedom. In the call of the conscience of America is peace. Peace that closes the gapping wound of world war and silences the impassioned voices of international envy and distrust.